Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, in all three of the Synoptic Gospels, the story of the wild, stormy sea, you remember that story when Jesus crossed and the disciples were fearful for their lives and he calmed the sea with a mere word? Well, that story of the wild, stormy sea and the story that we have just read this morning of the wild, stormy man, in all three of the Synoptic Gospels, they are found together. One could appropriately use as a title for these stories, The Wild Ones. And in both of these stories, we find that Jesus is Lord. He's the Lord of nature. He's the Lord of nature, both physical and psychical. He stills the storms of the sea. He stills the storms of the soul. These are examples of how Jesus has authority over chaos in nature and in our own lives. You know, it's interesting how so much in the New Testament is really a fulfillment of, an explanation of what we find in the Old Testament. And Jesus, in stilling the storm of the sea, would bring to mind, to any good Jew, Psalm 89, verse 9, where it says concerning God, "Thou dost rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, thou stillest them." Exactly what Jesus did. And then the very next verse, Psalm 89, verse 10, "Thou didst scatter thine enemies with thy mighty arm." Jesus scattered the chief enemy of mankind with this man who was possessed by demons. Again, with a simple word. Jesus is Lord over nature. It's interesting, if you follow the movement of Jesus in this gospel story, you'll find that he was on the west side of the Sea of Galilee, where things are very peaceful, where you find a lot of Jews living, and where the terrain is very nice. It's green, it's luscious, you can grow lots of crop there. But Jesus chose to get into the boat and cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, where there are pigs and pagans and rocks and tombs. Jesus does not stay where things are comfortable and peaceful. The Lord sent him not to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance. He didn't come to heal those who were well. He came to heal the sick. So he went where things were not so nice and comfortable. Jesus is the missionary God who comes to save. And just as the Father sent Jesus, Jesus said to his disciples, "So send I you." So there's a word there for us, that we should not always look for the easiest way. Sometimes just being faithful to God's call to bring life where there is lots of death, to bring healing where there is sickness, means that we're going to go in very uncomfortable places. But God gives grace. So that's the first point I wanted to make. And the second is that when Jesus finds this man, he doesn't say, "Well, you demon, you. Man full of wickedness and evil." Jesus distinguishes the demon that is in the man from the man himself. Jesus separates the demon from the man. Now, we can learn You know, there comes a point, I'll agree, there comes a point where when we listen to the voice of wickedness and the demonic powers, that we become responsible for that. But even though we may be responsible, God in His love doesn't come to condemn us. He comes to save us. Matter of fact, Jesus comes here, and He comes as judge. He speaks a word of judgment. That word of judgment is not to the man, it's to the devil. It's to the demon in him. When He talks to the man, you know, this man is one who screams and hollers. He cuts himself with stones. And he's a crazy man. Jesus doesn't come and scream and holler back at him. He comes with a soft word. He says, "What's your name?" "My name is Legion, for we are many." You know, I know, especially when I drove a bus for the Rapid in Grand Rapids, I used to have to bite my tongue so often. I'd see people get on the bus, and sometimes, I remember a couple times when a lady got on the bus, a young lady with her little daughter, and she verbally abused that child and took it by the arm. You know, you have to step quite high on some of these buses that we had. She'd take him and yank him up with his arm. "Get up here now!" You know, just, oh, I just couldn't stand it. What is she teaching that boy, that girl? And Sue told her about this again this week. She saw a lady with a couple of children just abusing them. So, you know, what chance do these little kids have? Jesus comes with peace. He comes as judge, but He comes peacefully. I can remember when I was a little boy that I used to suffer from nightmares. Really did. They're horrible. If any of you have had nightmares, you know what I'm talking about. I can remember so vividly. We lived in the old farmhouse in Allendale, and I slept upstairs with my brothers. My sisters were downstairs where it was a little more peaceful. We were upstairs in that old farmhouse, and in the winter the wind would blow through. But anyway, I remember I would become so scared, and I would start to scream and cry, and my mom and dad would come and get me. Now you have to remember, in my experience of nightmares anyway, I wasn't conscious. So they'd bring me downstairs, and they would very gently and with peace and quietness, they'd say, "Steve, it's okay. We're here. It's okay." And they gave me some coffee. The way Grandpa and Grandma used to make it, with cream and lots of sugar, you know. But the point was they set me down on the couch between them. And I would wake up out of my nightmare, and they'd say, "Steve, it's okay, we're here. We're here, we love you. It's okay." Now, what do you think would have happened if they would have just said, "Oh, come on, get out of this. Grow up. What are you doing? Stop screaming," you know. Oh, you know, I thank God for my parents, my loving parents. And I needed that so much at that point. When we see children, when we see people who are acting like they have a demon in them, we need to know that underneath that chaos is a person that God loves. And God has called us as agents of his love, to come with a word of peace. Yes, Jesus comes as judge, but he's our Savior. And he judges and condemns and cuts away all the evil if we would only accept it. And that's the word of the gospel. It's the word of grace. Yes, Jesus is judge. But if we trust in him, we love him, we accept, just accept his kind, soft word of peace and love, then he will take away from us all the demons. Now, I know that there are people in life who they we could speak softly to them for days and for weeks and for months. And I heard a story recently about this. I think it was the saint, the American saint, who was a Catholic, who was out in Calcutta. What was her name?
Teresa.
Mother Teresa. God forgive me. Mother Teresa. How the other nuns, they were trying to deal with this one person, and this person just abusing them. And Mother Teresa, in her softness and kindness, went and dealt with this person. And the person kept abusing her, just calling her all kinds of names. And this went on for months, the way I remember the story, went on for months. And finally, did you tell this story, Father? That's where I heard it. It's worth repeating. All of a sudden it came to see me. So we're going to hear that story again. Finally, she said, why? She broke down. And the softness, the love, the gentleness of Mother Teresa finally got through. I believe that God is that kind of God. Some people are so quick to say, God's going to get you and boom, there you go, you deserve it. Remember when Jesus and the apostles were coming down through Samaria and the Samaritans said, where are you going? And they said, well, we're going down to Jerusalem. If you're going to Jerusalem, forget it. What are you doing here? And they maltreated Jesus and the apostles. And James and John said, Lord, shall we call down fire from heaven and consume them? Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you are of. The Spirit of God comes to save and to give life. Thank God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.